This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So because, what do you call this season?
Spooky season.
Oh my God. So we want to do, it's sort of like, what, we're in the spirit of spooky season, we want to know the scariest movie ever, but I really want to hear the stories of the movie that just effed you up. Mm-hmm. So if it's not a scary movie that effed you up, we'll still take your call. But if it is a scary movie, like, we want to hear the best scary movie of all time and how it messed you up. But if you got messed up on Mr. Holland's Opus or some other movie, it was like, I just couldn't, you know what I mean?
Is that a real movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. It was a book, I think, first.
Yes. Oh. It's got Richard Dreyfuss. It's, he's like a band teacher.
Oh.
And then he's writing a symphony. And then
it's a good movie.
As he retires, the band like learned it behind his back. It's kind of a tearjerker. But I think there might be a weird little adjacent.
But it's not a horror?
Love interest. No, it's not at all. But I'm saying, regular movie messed you, I don't know how that movie would have messed you up.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you were madly in love with your band teacher and you just couldn't stop watching the movie until you wore your parents' VCR out. I'm just making other things up right now.
That's fine.
But we want to hear, like, I truly remember, and I've told this before, but the first Saw movie did not, it messed me up because the premise is horrifying.
Yes.
It's like, the thing that scares me the most about movies like that is it's not out of the realm of possibility that someone would pit two people against each other.
There was the toy box killer. There was.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
That's why Saw messed me up too, for that same exact reason. It was like, this feels real. This feels like this could happen. Yeah.
Let me tell you, as messed up as you think you are, mm-hmm. imagine being like six and getting out of your bed to come ask your parents for something and then looking down into the living room before you could ask for it, you looked up at the screen and Saw was on because that's my son.
Oh no.
Oh,
and I didn't know he was up there till one of the more violent scenes and I heard him go make a little sound and I looked up and I'm like, oh my God. And by the amount of tears flowing out of his eyes.
Oh, no.
I have to imagine he was there for a bit.
Oh, no. Yeah, I just saw it. I was on a date. I was like 14. It was like a double date. And it was like, we'll watch a scary movie. And I had to be like, yeah, good idea, everyone. I'll protect you. And I'm just terrified. Yeah.
Okay.
I should have been there with Noah.
Noah could probably
hide my feelings.
You, like, I want you two to get together and talk about it. Because I think he's probably...
Trauma bonding?
Yes. You guys could trauma bond.
I would love that.
So if there's a movie that is just the best horror movie make your case. But if it scarred you, even better. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I love horror movies. I'm very behind on seeing them. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally just watched Jennifer's Body for the first time yesterday. It's Megan Fox, Amanda Seyfried, Jonah Seyfried. J. Jonah Jameson, Chris Pratt is in it. It's kind of a big cast.
J. Jonah Jameson.
I don't know his real name.
The Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like, that's Spider-Man.
Yeah. Which Spider-Man?
The Tobey Maguire.
He's the guy in Whiplash.
Yeah, that guy.
He does the farmer's insurance commercials.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, he's in
it. It's like J.K. Simmons.
J. Simmons.
J. Simmons. Yeah. Oh.
J.K. Simmons, not J.K. Simmons. Nope.
J. Jonah Simmons.
J.K. Rowling.
Okay.
But anyways,
go ahead and hit the button. We'll still be on this. You can come back in a little bit.
But I just watched that. That one was good. I liked it.
So you're going for best horror movie, or is there a movie that scarred you?
Well, I've got both.
Okay.
One time I fell asleep watching Shutter Island. And I
never finished that. I
didn't either, but when I woke up, it took me, no joke, 15 minutes to figure out where I was, what day it was. Like, I was so lost. I have no idea what the premise to the movie is. I just remember waking up on the couch and just, where am I? What's going on?
But
who's
the movie
around
was
me?
Still going?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
That's a Leonardo DiCaprio vehicle?
Yes.
I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, isn't that his guy? Is that a Nolan movie? Chris Nolan?
I don't think it's Chris Nolan.
Oh. It's supposed to be trippy, though, whoever directed it. So I wonder if that's exactly what they were hoping for.
Yeah, for you to fall asleep in the middle and wake up and be disoriented? Yeah. I don't think that's...
Mission accomplished.
So what's your worst one?
Saw, like I said, but my non-horror movie that scarred me for life. I promise this is not a joke. I'm being dead
I'm
serious.
I'm not ready for this.
Air Bud. Homeward
Mr.
Bound.
Holland's Opus.
No, I promise it's not a joke. It's The Brave Little Toaster. It scarred me for life because there's the scene where... He's spoiler alert if you haven't seen it. He's on the conveyor belt at the junkyard, okay. And he's about to get crushed. He's just a tiny little toaster, and he's about to get crushed, and he doesn't. But that scene, because they show the thing like chomping down, it was very scary when I was
just the idea.
Is it very similar to like Toy Story? What was it, 4? When they're in the trash
when they're
thing,
on their way to the fire pit.
It just feels inevitable, and it's so scary, and it's gonna crush. And I've never thought about being crushed before. And what if that happened? How could you get out? And that I've not watched it again.
On that vein, I remember. This is weird, but I remember being crushed, and I was too old for this. To be as crushed, and it crushed. I think this crushes anybody who's ever seen it. It's not a horror movie, but, and I don't even remember the name of the movie, but it's a really cute little girl and Macaulay Culkin, I think.
My Girl?
Yes, and he dies from the bees.
Uh-huh.
Spoiler alert!
That movie is old enough
I remember
being young watching it. My God,
Macaulay Culkin's an AARP member by now.
Yes. Like, it's not, you can't, but like, you've never seen it?
No.
Oh, geez.
But it's on my movie list.
Well, just know, don't get attached to Macaulay in the movie. But it's just so scarring, jarring. It's so much.
Like, just, yeah.
Like, death in movies is hard, but like when a child dies, it's hard. But like, you love him so much. And like,
what's the zombie movie with Will Smith?
Oh.
iRobot?
No, that's not the zombie one. Legend, maybe?
I am Legend.
Yeah.
When Samantha the dog dies, that got me.
Yeah, and he's just unhinged after that. Oh, such a great, that's scarring, right? So we need best horror movie / movie that scarred you for life. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're basically talking about the scariest movie of all time and or the movie that scarred you forever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because sometimes you get scarred by My Girl.
Or The Brave Little Toaster.
Dude.
Dweebs.
I was giving you an opportunity to drop that so no one else could find out about it.
I'm here to offer a role model for anyone else who feels the same.
Yes.
We're not alone.
There's a whole line of people saying,
"You're
brave
all brave
little, toaster.
Little toasters."
Thank you.
Sherry?
Hi.
Scarred for life / screwed you up / great, whatever. What's your movie? Sherry?
Oh, I'm here. Sorry. Yes.
Sherry! Okay, if you want to just go ahead and finish your order, we can come. I'm just kidding. What's the movie?
What is that scary movie?
Okay, so I'm traumatized right now. My scary movie was, I was 16 years old. I went to see, we snuck in with my brother. We snuck in to see Alien. And that alien killed Tom Skerritt, who I was in love with. And I was so scared, I threw my popcorn over three guys in the front row of us. And they turned around, and I thought they were going to beat the crap out of me and my brother.
The alien, when it comes out of the chest, is that what it is?
Oof.
No, he came out and he killed Tom Skerritt when Tom Skerritt, yeah, he's the captain of the ship, was looking for him.
Yeah, Tom Skerritt was gorgeous. I'm not going to lie. His little salt and pepper, yeah, and his little mustache.
I was in love with him. I was only 16 years old.
Yeah. Well, it's all right. That's a good example. You can go back to getting your Culvers or whatever you're doing there.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, my God. Pearl?
Horror movie, or is there a movie?
Sorry. Oh, boy.
Yai.
Yai. What's your scary movie?
30 Days of Night. It's a vampire movie. Happens where in Alaska where everything goes dark for 30 days and people fly out. But one part that really got me was a quote in it where he says, God, no God. It's just a freaky movie.
30 Days of Night? I've never heard of it.
It looks intense.
You guys got to watch it. Oh, my God. It's one of the best movies ever.
But it screwed you up, right? The first time I watched Nightmare on Elm Street, I was like, I couldn't sleep for days.
I'm so screwed up. You got to watch.
Damien?
Hey, yay.
Yay. What movie screwed you up?
You guys are going to make fun of me for this one, but when I saw The Ring, there was a scene where she was on the boat and there was a horse, and the horse like could feel her energy. And I remember the scene that his eye like opened up wide when she tried to pet him, and he jumped off of the ferry. And next thing you know is the horse is under the ferry and there's blood everywhere.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That scene scarred me for horses. I'm scared of horses now because of that.
It's not a horse. You should be scared of girls whose hair is like...
It's really, really long and like in front of their face.
The front,
and
yeah.
They're crawling out of wells. Like,
does that movie make you feel comfortable?
No.
Mm-mm.
That movie...
It was scarring, for sure.
Was her just kind of glitching and like... Yeah, no, dude, that's a great one for... I won't watch it.
Yeah,
I won't watch it alone.
I wouldn't watch it again. No.
Would you watch it alone ever?
No. Okay. No, not at all.
Sharita.
I won't watch The Brave Little Toaster.
Sharita?
Yes.
What's your movie?
Jaws.
Jaws screwed you up? You couldn't tell it was a fake. They did do a good job of like making it seem like it was real.
I was about like 14, and I'm the oldest out of all my siblings, and we went to the movies. My mom just dropped us off, and just seeing that shark coming up and that music, and
the music is everything.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's two notes, and it's everything.
Right. Yeah,
it just had me having dreams, nightmares, or something.
I haven't watched it later in life. I don't know if it holds up. Is it still scary?
No,
it's not anymore.
No, I don't think so.
I watched it. Yeah.
You're too scarred to go back to it. Thank you, Sharita. Lisa.
Yes.
Scarred movie. What was yours?
Phantasm.
I don't even know what that
is. It was back in like the early 80s. There was this like crazy like funeral dude who like hung out in this mausoleum, and there's like this floating ball of death and... Oh my God. It's just like, I still have nightmares about it. It's, I saw it way too young. Like there was no like,
so you can't watch it as an adult, right? There's no way you can't go back.
Pardon?
You can't watch it now.
Oh God. No. Are you kidding? Like I'm getting goosebumps talking about it.
But here's the thing. This is what I'm trying to say is I think a lot of those scary movies, if you go back now,
you almost don't want
right.
to, yeah, for sure. But you almost don't want to ruin.
No, it sounds like she wants to ruin it. You need to get like it's keeping her up at night.
Like, the floating ball.
The floating ball of death. Paula.
Yay.
Yay.
Scary movie. What do you got?
So, the movie that jacked me up was Mommy Dearest.
Oh, facts.
I haven't seen it.
It's the story of. I don't remember if Faye Dunaway stars in it or if it's about her, but she like adopts a little girl and she like mentally and physically abuses this kid. It's like, I'll never forget, and Paula will back me up. How do you feel when you see a wire hanger?
Oh, it's so ballistic. No more wire hangers.
And she beat the kid down with a wire hanger.
Wow.
It's like a true story. It's like a world famous actress, and like, who was it?
Faye Dunaway is in it. She plays Joan Crawford.
Joan Crawford is the yes. And like she adopts a kid and just beats and mentally it will scar you forever. But if your kid is not being good,
oh no.
Laura?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. What's the movie?
So the movie is House on Haunted Hill. When I was much, much younger, and I mean, to this date, I cannot do horror movies, mind you. And I was over at a friend's house for the night, young enough to still share a bed with a friend at the sleepover, and young enough to not want to speak up when they were like, oh, hey, we're going to watch this movie.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So they put it on. I still remember literally paying, like, trying to stare at the VCR, watching the timer tick down the end of the film.
We're very similar, Laura.
Oh, T-Hack, I could tell you about my haunted house experience, too. That was just terrifying.
Yeah, we don't need T-Hack any more scared than he already is.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.